Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 26th of June, recording at 9:21 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. Asian stock markets. Not a lot of action, but maybe a few more markets down than up, although Hong Kong was up about 0.5%. And we also saw India fraction higher. European stock markets seesawed a bit, but then closed downwards. Actually, that was reversing some gains that they'd had in the first hour of trading. But again, the percentages were, well, relatively small, except for Spain down 1.44% and Italy 1.1%. Now, in the Americas, we had a firmer tone overall, although some of the gains were sort of halved nearly towards the close, but gains of nearly 0.5% for the S&P, a little bit more for the NASDAQ. Puts the S&P up to 1320. The other markets in the Americas that I can see on my screen were also fractionally higher. Long-dated government bond prices eased a little bit, so yields would have edged up slightly. Precious metals, so let me take the dollar first. The dollar index eased a little bit, 82.36 as I speak. The euro had weakened, but then recovered most of that. It's down a fraction at 124.94. Aussie's a little bit steadier above the parity level. Sterling also a little bit steadier, 156.39. Precious metals were weaker today. Silver down nearly 49 cents to 27.10. Gold down $11 and change to $1,573 and change. Platinum down 13. Palladium down 10. The industrial metals were mostly a little bit easier. We had some upside standouts in the agricultural commodity markets, though. We saw another surge in corn. Corn's moved up about $1.20 in a matter of a couple of weeks on this change in the weather. We also had coffee, which has been particularly the Arabica coffee, which has been very weak over the last year. But we saw an upper dynamic here today on some problems with too much moisture for the current crop in Brazil. And elsewhere, I forgot to mention crude oil. We were little changed on the WTI, just up a fraction at 79.40. But we saw Brent bounce a little bit more to 93. That was up a couple of dollars. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, in terms of global stock markets, pretty nervous. We've seen a good portion of that June rally that we saw starting on around the 4th of June, we've seen a good portion of that reversed here by markets quite recently. There's all sorts of anxiety over the European situation. And that's hardly surprising, because on Thursday and Friday, we're going to have the 9th summit meeting since this European crisis really flared up in 2008. And after the ineffectual responses that we've seen during those previous 18 summit meetings, you would not be surprised to hear that sentiment is fairly pessimistic. I mean, people have low expectations. That's caused some, such as George Soros. He was worrying about this yesterday, and I posted a piece on it, and today he had an interview. And his basic message was, Europe's got 3 days to avoid fiasco. Well, that's hardly reassuring, is it? But no one really knows how this is going to play out, because this is not about economics at this stage. I mean, economics, certainly deteriorating economics are behind the crisis meetings. But what we're really down to is political resolve, political will. Will these people be able to cooperate or not? Is that all that talk about European solidarity and the importance of defending the euro? Is that deeply held a conviction view, or is it skin deep? Is Germany becoming fed up with all this, and does it have a plan B to exit? These are all the questions that are running through people's minds, and nobody knows at this at this stage. So, the question investors are probably asking themselves is how do they, or what should they be anticipating from this summit meeting? And it really boils down to, do we back the form book, which would say, don't expect much to come out of this, or is this going to be the time when cometh the hour, cometh the man or the woman? We will see on this. But with expectations so low, pressure clearly on the politicians, I think that the market might respond favorably, at least initially, to any hammering out of a long-term plan for fiscal union. Now, all that would require would be just some agreement, and this isn't going to happen, or the plan cannot be put in place overnight, obviously. But I think investors want to see something a little more substantial than what they've had to date. Now, meanwhile, as far as stock markets are concerned, those early June lows remain critical, and sentiment would certainly deteriorate further if they are taken out. And again, it's fears over the not only the euro crisis, but the knock-on effect, excuse me, that can weigh on U.S. growth, and U.S. growth is easing. Asian growth has been easing as well. So we are synchronized in a global economic slowdown. Now, looking further down the tunnel for some light. And that's probably going to lead to more stimulus, of which the most important stimulus at this stage and from this position would come from Asia. I think that will take place, but the Fed, which most people look to, as I've said on so many occasions, the Fed would hate to have to come in with more QE, partly because it would be an admission that the earlier steps had not been all that as effective, or not as effective as they had hoped. And also because the Fed, or at least Mr. Bernanke, is anxious not to be criticized by the Republicans in an election year by appearing to favor the incumbent, because the stock market would certainly like another big round of quantitative easing. And needless to say, that would also be that quantitative easing would be highly controversial, not just among the Republicans. So there we stand. But long-dated government bond yields have been pricing in recession. Partly because people are fearful of recession, but also partly because of the financial repression created by the QE. If you get most people, or most, beg your pardon, most of the bonds purchased by central bankers, that is going to be lowering those yields quite significantly. Okay, the US dollar, slightly easier in here today, but steadier overall. And in the event of a further crisis mentality in stock markets, we could certainly expect the dollar to be a bit firmer. Precious metals, a little disappointing here today. The gold really gave up its gains from yesterday. Silver didn't quite give up its gains, but platinum and palladium did. So they're still uncomfortably close to those lows of September and December of last year, and we await, or this commentator awaits, a convincing technical action that the lows are in. I think fundamentally, despite the deflation concerns and the overall asset liquidation generally, that these ultra-low interest rates, the undermining of, well, there just some competitive devaluations that we're seeing, the undermining of purchasing power in a number of these currencies through all this monetary printing, that should be a bullish enough story for gold overall, but not if people fear another big Lehman moment type asset liquidation. And that's the risk that people are concerned with. And while I think it's, well, I think a solution to head that off is well within grasp, well within the grasp of politicians and central bankers, the risk is nevertheless higher than any of us would like it to be. Now, so what do we do? Well, I think be cautious. I think there are good valuations out there in the equity markets. I do not think that the bond markets are attractively valued unless you think we're going to have a global depression, and I certainly don't. The equities, though, that I would strongly favor, continue to favor, that we have really favored in here, are the dividend aristocrat autonomy type companies, and some of those are one and the same. Big multinational, big successful multinational companies that have good earnings cash flow and pay good dividends. They're less inexpensive than they were, or to phrase it the other way around, they're more expensive than they were, but they don't look overvalued, particularly as they're less, certainly less overvalued than they were at the end of the first quarter, because they've seen at least partial mean reversions and consolidations of those gains, and the earnings have continued to roll in. So that's the place to be, I think, from an equity standpoint, and that's where I would be nibbling on weakness if you're wishing to add to your equity portfolios, and I think that's generally a good idea overall. I would hold off the cyclicals, such as the miners and the second line or small cap shares, small to medium cap shares. I would hold off until investors really do sense that the environment is improving and that the global economy is improving. Then I think we'll see miners and the mid to small cap shares do considerably better. And on that note, roll on Wednesday in the countdown to the European Summit on Thursday and Friday. All the best.